What would you call, would you ever call that a stand of molasses, or a stand of lard?
No, we call it canned. Now I have four. I bought, you see, when I, after I got that, it's always taken quite a bit of shortening for us. Mm-hmm. And after I got, my family got down to where I didn't have, I wouldn't kill enough of hogs to, see, when I got enough hogs to kill, to make my meat, my bacon, I wouldn't have enough lard to run. And I have bought high as five cans at one time. Well, I just go ahead and buy that, and then what I already have, that would run me. And them was 45-pound cans. I had hired 45 pounds. And most I have paid for it, of course I think it's been higher than that since then. Most I have paid for it was $15 a can. I guess $75 five cans one time. And but what I do, I just kill enough to make what I wanted. And then I sell the rest of it, and I just go on keep them buying all the year, you know. I just go and buy enough to.
When you used to pick cotton, what did you put it in when you just first picked it?
That basket, you see that basket we had, I was showing you? That was, we used to call them cotton baskets. But I didn't buy that to pick cotton in. I bought that to handle corn in. But that's done played out now, handling corn in baskets. But we had a number of these baskets. You just emptying that basket. Had some what you call cotton sheets. Big square, like these little croaker bags, you know, made out of something like that. And you spread them out on the ground, and when you get ready to move them, you tie, you know, I'd get that corner over yonder. See, there was four corners. I'd get that corner. You'd get this corner here, we'd bring them together. I'd give you mine and you'd give me yours. We'd pull them just tight as we could and tie. All right, then we'd go and get them other corners and bring them together. Do them the same way. That put them a little bit smaller. Back now, you could get in there with your feet in that cotton basket. And you could look at your pile and tell about how much you was picking.
What kinds of different sacks might you have?
Well, we generally both used to borrow this Ortenberg to make these sacks out of. You go and buy a whole bundle of it, and then they'd sit down and cut out them sacks and make 10 or 12, and then some of them dragged the ground. If it drug the ground, some folks wouldn't have nothing but one of them dragged the ground. They'd keep them. All right, if you wore a hole in it, you'd just cut it off and sew it up again, and that made a new bottom in it. See, the rest of it would be good. But you'd just make you a bunch of sacks, and then somebody else come along. It didn't matter who come along. Anybody come along to pick cotton, you give them a job. But he wouldn't have that sack. You'd always have a few extra sacks for that.
What would you call a sack that you might ship potatoes in?
Well, now they... I never did know of them shipping no potatoes no way, only in a car, box car.